Can I tell you something off the record, Harry?
Sure.
My assignment right now is to keep an eye on you.
Me? Why? I don't know if you were listening in that rolling field office today, but I was kind of kicked off the case.
Yes, and I'm sure you just packed it in and are quitting. She turned and looked toward the table, at the map book and his notebook. She then turned back to him and spoke in a stern but even tone. My assignment is to watch you and to shut you down hard if you come anywhere near this investigation.
Look, Agent Walling, I don't think...
Don't suddenly go formal on me here.
Okay, Rachel, then. If this is some kind of threat, then all right, message received, I get it. But I don't think you...
I'm not threatening you. I'm here to tell you I don't plan to carry out my assignment.
He paused and studied her for a long moment. What do you mean?
I mean I've checked you out. You were right about that. I know about you, and I know about what kind of a cop you were. I know what has happened with you and the Bureau in the past. I know all of that, and I know you're more than meets the eye. And my guess is that you're onto something. That you told us just enough today to get out of that RV in one piece.
She stopped and waited, and finally he responded. Hey, look, if all that is a compliment, then I'll take it, but what's your point?
My point is that I have a history, too, and I'm not going to sit on the sideline while they go after Bacchus and leave me back in the F.O. making coffee. Not on this one. I want to get there first, and since this is a betting town, I'm betting on you.
Bosch didn't move, and he didn't say anything for a long moment. She watched his dark eyes as he churned through everything she'd said. She knew she was taking an incredible risk with him, but 8 years in the Badlands had made her look at risks much differently than she had when she was in Quantico. Let me ask you something, he finally said. Why is it they don't have you in a hotel room with two guards on the door? You know, in case Bacchus shows up. Like you said, this could be all about you. First Terry McCaleb, then you.
She shook her head, dismissing the idea. Because maybe they're using me. Maybe I'm bait.
Are they?
She shrugged. I don't know. I'm not privy to everything about this investigation. Either way, it doesn't matter. If he is coming at me, let him come. I'm not going to hide out in a hotel room. Not when he's out there, and not as long as I have my pals Sig and Glock with me.
Oh, a two-gun agent, that's interesting. Most of the two-gun cops I knew had a little too much testosterone to go with all the extra bullets. I didn't like working with those guys.
He said it with sort of a smile in his voice. She knew he was close to being hooked. I don't carry them both at once. One's on the job, one's off. And you're trying to change the subject.
Which is?
Your next move. Look, you know how they say it in the movies? We can do this the hard way, or we can...
Hit you in the face with a phone book.
Exactly. You're working alone against the grain, but you obviously have good instincts, and probably know things about this we don't know yet. Why not work together?
And what happens when Agent Dye and the rest of the FBI hear about this?
I take the risk, I take the fall. But it won't be too hard. What are they going to do to me? Send me back to Minot? Big deal.
He nodded. She watched him, tried to look through those dark eyes to see how his mind worked.
Her take on Bosch was that he put case sense ahead of vanity and petty things. He would churn through it and ultimately know this was the way to go.